But first, though, don't forget it's our science Q&A show. You just call in with your questions and we'll try and answer them. Renee's on the phone. Hello, Renee.
Hi.
Hello, how are you?
Fine, thank you.
What was your question?
Yes, I have a question about microwaves and about something that happened in my kitchen the other week. I was warming up some leftovers, and in the microwave, the food caught fire, which was probably due to some tinfoil or something that was left on it. So that's not the mystery, but the mystery is that after I unplugged the microwave and waited a few minutes to let everything cool down, I opened the door and the Pyrex plate that I had been cooking the food on suddenly exploded. And I would just like to know if you could tell me why that happened.
Now, when you heat up something like Pyrex, it generally gets a bit bigger. And if you heat it up an awful lot, it'll get quite a lot bigger. And if you've heated it up over a while, it'll get bigger all the way through. Now, if it cools down suddenly, then the outside of it is going to shrink. But the outside is going to shrink before the inside does. So the outside of it is going to be in tension. It's going to be being pulled apart by the Pyrex in the middle of the plate. And so now, if there are some cracks on the outside of the plate, maybe you'd scratched it, or maybe they just build up by lots of these expansions and contractions. If that crack gets long enough that it can start to travel through the plate, then all that pent-up energy of the outside being squashed, being pulled by the inside, can be released as a great big crack, and your plate will split into two halves, if that makes any sense.
It does, yes.
Does that sort of answer that for you, Renee?
Sort of does, but what I still don't quite get is what caused it to really explode with such a force.
Because the expansion and contraction is it doesn't move very far, but the forces are immense. If you've ever seen water freezing, you can blow apart cast iron pots with it. It will break apart mountains and things. So the forces are enormous, even though the distance is very small. So that it will release quite a lot of energy, enough to probably make it fly apart.
Renee, do you want a quick go at the quiz?
Yes, thank you.
Plants pick up nitrogen from the air to help them grow. Is that science fact or science fiction?
That's fact.
Sorry if Ed, no. Actually, plants take nitrogen from the soil and not from the air at all, so
sorry.
Next question. The average UK household pumps out about 12 tonnes of carbon dioxide every year. Is that science fact or is it science fiction?
I'd say that's fact.
Yeah, absolutely true. Each one gets about 4 tonnes of carbon dioxide each person through all the other stuff. So that's about 12 tonnes for a household.
Thank you very much for joining us. You got 1 out of 2, which is not too bad. You're in the lead at the moment because you were the first person to do it. So great to have you on the programme. And thanks for calling in.
Okay,
take care.
Bye-bye.